right, hey, what up? It's your freak show doctors now. Dr. Davi is here.
Hello,
sir. Meredith MD is here. Hi, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Orlando BGYN holding it down over here. And we got an open phone line for you, 888-429-0941. You can get Therapy Thursday a pop-in with 60-second sessions, all right? So you get 60 seconds of brilliance from one of us to maybe answer a question that you've had, all right? Let's see. Where are we at?
We got a lady on the phone asking for you.
All right. Let's see here. We got a Therapy Thursday on the line here. Let's see. Jazz is on the phone. Hey, Jazz, how you doing this morning?
I'm great. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh. Hey.
I love you so much.
Well, we appreciate it. Let's see. You got Dr. Davi, Meredith MD, or Orlando BGYN. Which one you want to ask a question?
Orlando.
Okay. What's your question?
Oh, my gosh. This is my favorite thing you guys do, so I'm so excited. Like, I need advice now. So, okay. So, I'm married, and I want to have a threesome. I want to spice things up. But my husband is nervous about ruining our relationship, but I'm so bored. Like, he's not great in the bedroom, but I love him. I do. And I don't want to ruin what we've built.
Well,
so I think this is what we need. I need you to help me convince him.
You don't want to have a conversation on maybe it might not be the right thing to do. You just want to convince him to do it.
Yeah, I think we need it. Like, I need it. I'm bored.
Okay. Here's my advice would be, first of all, you got to fix the issue. You can't mask it over. You got to talk to him into getting better so he can satisfy you. Because that's something you bring in like Michael Jordan to play basketball against you. He's going to be great at basketball, and it's going to make him even look, your husband even look even worse. So why don't we raise his game before we bring Jordan in? Like, because you're going to bring in somebody who can probably do what you need to have done. You know, I mean, you can hear it in her heart. She's like, I want it.
Yeah.
Okay. So we know what you want, but how about we raise his game up first? So at least everybody on the playing field is feeling comfortable with the game. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. So maybe if you communicate a little bit more with him and kind of, you know, because some people are bad lovers because they're anxious, because they don't slow down, so you can tell him what it is that he's doing wrong. And then get him into, you know, the comfort of doing, you know, extra friends and stuff. So I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just maybe the timing needs to be worked out a little better. So he's at least a little, because if you love him and you want to make sure he's comfortable.
You don't want to ruin your relationship.
You know, and you want it to be a relationship after it's gone. You know, after the guy has gone home, the rent-a-D is gone. you want to make sure that your guy is still, you know, comfortable. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
that's true.
That would be my only advice for that. But I would say go, you know, and pick wisely, because, you know, Will Smith and Jada brought home one that didn't work. So pick one wise that, like, leaves when it's time to leave. Okay?
You know, I'm feeling maybe she should have picked Davi on this one, because he would have given a totally different answer.
He would have given a totally different answer. He'd have been like, girl, get it. But, you know, I just want to make sure the dude is okay.
Yeah, you know.
I want to, if you do love him. Now, if you didn't care, I'd have been like, okay, Davi, go take this. But we love him, so let's make sure he's good, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem, Jazz. Take care.
You too. Bye.
All right, we got your Therapy Thursday happening, 888-429-0941. We got another call. Let's see here. This is Brittany. Brittany, hey, how you doing this morning?
Hi, I'm good.
Pretty good. Let's see here. You want Dr. Davi. You got him. What's your question?
Okay, Davi. So I'm talking to this guy. Like, you know how you know somebody from back in high school? Like, you never talk to them, but you see them in passing all the time.
Right.
So that's our situation. He stays in North Carolina, and I'm here in Florida. My question is, like, he's a great guy. He's everything I've ever asked for in a man, as far as, you know, we've been talking, video chatting, things like that. But should I pursue that, seeing that he's all the way there and I'm all the way here? I have a child. He doesn't have kids. Like, should I pursue it?
On its face, from what you're saying, I don't see why not. If you're okay with a long-distance relationship and he is too, then you guys can figure out a way to make it work. A lot of people make it work. Now, does it put its own little unique set of challenges? Absolutely. So I think if he really is, but don't, at the same time, don't have too high expectations of somebody that you're just kind of on the phone with, somebody that you're just kind of texting with and not really dealing with day in and day out. But don't let your hesitation and your apprehension keep you from pursuing something that could be great. A lot of people make long distance relationships work, but just take it slow and just don't have your hopes too high. You know, if at some point you guys want to meet up and start doing like that and taking trips, take it slow, but just don't have too high hopes, but go for it. Don't let the distance come between you and a great thing.
Mm. Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
Virtual love
good
from
luck,
Dr. Davy right there, Brittany. All right, sweetie. Take care. Let's see
here. That's what you wanted to hear.
You're usually a relationship crusher.
Right, but you could hear in her voice, she sounded real
giddy.
Yeah.
Happy.
You didn't want to kill that.
Don't want to kill that for her.
Meredith MD, you ready?
Yes.
Let's see here. Meredith, my man is out of the 813. My man keeps going through my phone. When I leave the room, he never finds anything. But to me, that is the ultimate invasion of privacy. And he feels he has the right. We've been together for 3 years, and he always feels the need to have some sense of control. We've had multiple conversations about this. What should I do in this situation?
Girl, you got to shut that down immediately and not put up with that at all. Because I personally don't go through my man's phone. And if you're in a relationship where you're constantly checking each other's stuff, like that is, you're never going to trust. I mean, he obviously has some issues. So, I mean, I would absolutely put my foot down and be like, you cannot go through my phone. You see that I'm not doing anything. We've been together for 3 years and you have, I don't know, something made up in your head that I'm cheating on you or whatever. At some point, you're going to have to trust me because the relationship, it's only going to get worse over time because he's going to constantly go through your phone and then your email and then he's going to keep going until he finds something. And even if it's the smallest little tiny thing, like some guy flirted with you in your DM and you didn't even do anything, it's going to be thrown into your face. It's your fault. And it's just going to turn into a huge mess. So my personal opinion is you better tell him to stop doing that because it's not going to have a successful relationship whatsoever. You have to trust each other at some point.
Okay. Meredith MD.
Would you put up with that?
Shut it down. I personally don't like the phone thing. I think it's all any intrusion, though. If it was a diary, if it was a phone, if it was your mail, I just think the stuff that's yours is yours.
Yeah.
You know, and you can share any of that information. Like, hey, babe, look what I got. You know, and hand it to him. But just like people going through your stuff, it feels kind of janky.
No, especially he's sneaking around and going through your phone and he's never found anything in 3 years. You can't just let him and just like laugh it off. It's not okay. Not that she's doing that. I'm just saying it's not funny.
The text said that he never found anything, and you said it too. So how many times can you check? And because, I mean, if you're saying that he's never found nothing, that gives you kind of the right. It's clearing you to check. It's saying, hey, I've checked. I've never found anything, so I should stop. So, how you know, I don't like checking from the beginning because I think it's an intrusion. So the finding thing is like,
some people can do
it.
Some people do it. They'll do it like once just to, I'm not saying it's right, but they'll do it once just to see if anything's going on and then be like, whew, okay, thank God nothing happened. And they'll never do it again. Yeah. So he didn't go that route.
For somebody with that level of insecurity, it'll never be enough. There'll never be a, I'm going to stop.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, because you'd be like, I didn't catch you on a good week. I'm going to catch you next week.
He's so controlling.
Yeah, put a GPS on her car.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. We got to call Dr. Davy. You ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Another one.
Dr. Davy. Alex is on the phone. Alex, hey, what's up?
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
I've never been live on Y94.1 before.
Hey, guys,
how you doing?
No problem, Alex. Man. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Listen, I'm moving away from you guys, Central Florida, Windermere, Florida, and my mom found another job.
Oh,
basically,
man.
Basically, South Florida. And
oh, so you're moving to South Florida.
Yeah, basically, I'm depressed and lots of anxiety and... And I've been basically raised over there, and basically I got bullied many times.
Okay. And you're moving back into the situation, into the area that you got bullied in?
Yes.
Okay, but do you feel like you're a stronger person now than when that was happening? How long ago was that?
Well, basically, I'm half percent stronger than I was. Well, I'm trying to defend myself. Like now, I'm learning how to face my fears in order to go back.
Alex, change is scary. Change is scary for anybody. A new job, a new house, a new area code. It's something that we all get a little bit nervous about. But history doesn't have to repeat itself. Just because you were bullied back then when you were in that situation doesn't mean that that's going to happen now. Find yourself, a friends group or people that care about you and, you know, guys, you could help me with this, with bullying.
Well, it's not just bullying. As somebody that has traveled around a lot growing up, being the new person is scary, but it also makes you a stronger person. You don't have to walk into a room and just think that you are going to be frightened or people are going to judge you right off the bat. I mean, going to a new classroom or a friends group, there are always people that are willing to accept you for who you are, and those are the people that you need to kind of look for, because there are going to be mean people. You got to be aware that there are people out there that are just going to judge you and not like you for who you are and all that stuff, but there are also other people that are loving and caring and will not bully you or anything like that. So just know that there's two sides to everything.
Also, Alex, you want to just make sure you don't put the weight on your shoulders beforehand, like, you know, the anxiety and it kind of builds up when you like, man, I'm going back to this place where I've had these issues before. You know, you're coming back a different person. You look at it differently.
Stronger.
And you don't know who you're going to bump into. You might be shortchanging the people that you are going to be, blessed to meet. So, you know, just handle the problems as they come instead of building up the anxiety before you get there. You know, kind of like walking into it a little easy, breathing a little better and ready to receive, you know, the kindness that might come before just assuming that you're going to have the other experiences, okay?
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, man, and anytime you want to listen to us, we're still available on the app on your phone. So even if you're down in South Florida, you can still listen every morning, okay?
Okay. Thank you guys so much.
All right, man. We appreciate it, Alex. Thanks, man. Good luck, dude.
It's hard moving to a new place like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're walking in like scared because, man, you're like, last time I was here, I was going through it.
Yeah.
So that's crazy.
I got one. Do we have a call or do I have one?
I got John on the phone. Hey, John, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Pretty good. You got Meredith MD, man. You wanted to question? Go ahead.
Yeah, I got one. Meredith, congratulations on having a baby, first off.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Second off, my wife, well, I have a stepdaughter, and she wants a mini stove. Now, a slight back history, she wanted an American Girl doll bed, and I built her a box, and, you know, I'm not the most artistic with my hands, so, and she loved it, but now she wants a mini stove, like one of those easy bake ovens.
Okay.
Now, I told my wife, I said, listen, I can build a nice stove, like a 4-burner, you could shove candles in there, and she doesn't think it's a good idea. So should I buy one or should I just build one?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I hear you guys.
That's very sweet of you. I like a man that can actually build something, and I think it's very thoughtful. Let's listen to your daughter here. What she wants is like an easy bake oven. An alternative to that, if you don't want something that's so kiddish, is, I don't know her age, so I'm assuming she's going to be a little bit older. You could also go the route of like, what is it, like the mini ovens that people have in their kitchens. Why am I going blank right now? I have one in my kitchen too, like the one on top of the counter. So you can have one of those as well. But I would listen to your daughter. I mean, she wants an easy bake oven. She probably wants to make some brownies and stuff like that. And it's because of the packaging and it's because of the way it looks and not necessarily because of what you could make. Now, which you can make with your hands, dollhouses, stuff that's like actually maybe something a little cooler that instead of buying it. So
She's trying to be nice, John. She's saying don't force your gift, dog. Don't force your gift on the kid. The kid wants the one that every other kid, when you You go in their room, you see the one with the stickers, and it's the easy bake oven.
That they can brag about.
That's the one at the toy store or at the .com. You come in and you got
the candles under it.
You know, the candles, you know, even though it was made with love, like, they're going to be looking at you like, what is this?
You're giving the kid matches?
What the hell is this box? What were you cooking, rabbits? What the hell? So, you know, she's looking for the gloss. You know, like, you know, you can make other things, and she's going to lean on you for that. But for this one, she's looking for the...
She wants a toy.
She wants the toy.
Yeah, she wants to brag.
All right. I got you guys. Thank you.
You're good, man. Your heart's in the right place, though.
Wow.
That's like... it's almost like when Eddie Murphy's like, I want McDonald's, and his mom's like, I can make you better than McDonald's.
Nah.
And it ain't. It don't come out as sexy. It's like, you know, his heart's in the right place, but don't build me no...
A toaster oven. That's what I was thinking of, if they're older.
Don't build me no easy bake.
We got time for one more?
Yeah, we'll squeeze one more.
Out the 863 for you, big dog. It says, I've been in a relationship for 7 years. I've been telling him for 6 years to get his passport renewed. He hasn't done it yet. Now we are in a long-distance relationship, and I feel like we are growing apart. He comes to visit 1 week out of the month. I don't know if I can continue with no way we can move forward. Please help.
Ooh. Wow. Once a month? That's a lot. Distance is hard, but, I mean, it's like it can work. It can happen, especially we talked about the fact that virtual is now a new thing. So, you know, concentrate on what's working. But honestly, if he wasn't able to really live up to what you need now, it might be time for you to look at some different options.
Do you think the fact that he hasn't renewed it in 6 years and she's been on him about it, that's got to be a sign, right?
That's a sign right there that it's like, you know, maybe he's not looking at the same things the way you look at him or as important. So it might be time for you to open up, you know, and look at some other options. I mean, it ain't like he here.
Right.
You know, and it's not like you're cheating either. It's just like you just opening up. If his lack of action is action, okay? So when you don't try, then that means you're trying to not do. So if he's trying not to be with you or trying not to execute it the right way, then you can do some things, too, to maybe open up the field and maybe learn a little something. Maybe some better options out there. Some more partnerish type dudes instead of just somebody you got to babysit.
Say it again,
You know,
non-action.
Non-action is action.
That's right.
People think don't do nothing is like, oh, I ain't do nothing. Well, not doing something was something.
Right.
You did it.
Speaks volumes.
Yeah, man, that's facts. Got one call that was on hold that we wanted to try and get on to give him some advice here. Let's see here. What's your name?
My name's Josh.
Josh, what's going on, man? You had a question. What's good?
Yeah, the question was, I'm 21 years old. I work full time, and I barely have, like, any time once I get home. And I currently have a kid on the way in the next 5 months. And I just kind of want to know, like, what's the best parent advice? Because I never really had, like, good parents. I was adopted, so... I just kind of want to, like, know what the right thing that I could do for my kids.
Well, congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
Feels weird, huh? You know, people don't usually say congratulations when you say baby. They're like, damn, you got a baby coming. No, but congratulations. It's a blessing. You got to look at it right.
Are you and the kid's mom together?
Yeah, we've known each other since we were, like, 8, 9 years old.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
You got a bond.
Well, first of all, you know, shout out to folks out there who had love to share. Like, there are people out there who are actually good parents who are in adopted situations too. So it sucks that you didn't have some folks to kind of lean on and teach you. But I mean, the first thing is just get prepared. I mean, because the kids don't ask to come here. So everything that you do has to be selfless now because you're bringing somebody into the world that didn't really ask to be here. So they're your responsibility. So when you feel tired, but you still got to get up to go check on them or you
check the diaper.
All of the eye rolling and all of the, oh my God, what about me? Look at that. No, that stuff goes out the window because now it's about them.
Yes. It's the most challenging thing you're ever going to go through, but it's also the best, most rewarding, most beautiful thing you will ever go through in your entire life. You'll be very happy and excited, especially in the beginning, because you have another piece of you there. You'll also probably want to step up as a parent and look back on maybe as your parents failed you and the things that you want to aspire to be in the future. So it could be a fantastic thing. Look at it as a positive aspect. You feel like you have no time now, and trust me, you will make time for your future child.
And that's what I was going to say a little bit, man. Let part of your motivation be breaking that cycle. Just because you didn't have bad parents, you know, give your kid everything that you didn't have. And it doesn't even have to be material. Just time, attention, affection, love, all of that.
It could also flip the script for you too, because everything you look back on that you didn't have is kind of a negative, but now everything you look back that you didn't have is an opportunity for you to have a better relationship with your kid. So it's going to end up, you know, kind of taking the crap that you've been given and fertilize flowers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
So it'll change your perspective. And as that changes, then you'll be in a better space. So just, man, sit back and enjoy it, though, because it's a lot more joy than pressure, but that pressure definitely is hard too. So,
and it goes by fast. So really hone in on this time, especially with a newborn and an infant. Because
and stay with the mama. Don't be leaving nobody. Yeah. All right, you're young, and them youngins be messing up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.